I'm noticing a lot of my songs, I'm doing lyric adjustment. For instance, on that one, No Words For You, I can't believe I have this line, who has given me love? That is so stupid. You have given me love. On this one, I said, and as I shook, you held me close. You made me not afraid. I just said, I was no longer afraid. You made me not afraid just doesn't sound, you know, it's like I need a lyricist to help me. So that's another change. And even on...
I like that.
A lot of my songs, Crystal Oceans, there's one like where I was saying, your smile melted me from that first day. Before it was, your smile had me melting. It was like so long. Oh. I was like trying to get it all the syllables. So it's like I'm shortening syllables.
That's
so
cool. Isn't that cool when you do that when you...
Improvements.
Yes.
There's no
I know
end.
You feel like kind of a, you know, a ditz when that happens, but it's hard to see all of those.
You know, when I started recording, it's like I'm just rushing out to do this. Some of these are 30 years old, but they need improvements. But I didn't have time to think about that.
So well, yeah, because you're...
Now I'm listening.
You're changing the key of the guitar and trying to play in that key, your voice, and then changing the tempos and...
Sometimes I'm filled with amazement, and then other times I'm like, look at all this amateurish nonsense. What am I doing, you know?
Yeah, don't listen to that side. That's,
okay, thank
that's
you.
That's dark Judy.
That's the dark side. Yeah, on the bright side, here's my musical, you know?
Yeah, I like that, Judy. I like that with the words, and they'll flow so much, they fit so much better in your mouth, and you sing them so much, and your message is clearer.
It might have been sprayed by an ocean mist. My mind was in a blur. I remember just how shy you were. No, it might have been.
I like when you also were here. I remember how shy you were.
Trying to use the breathier...
No.
Now I'm jumping ahead. Okay, what did I do right? Tell me.
You smiled.
I smiled. Like, yes, I like
but
that.
But you didn't do it with your voice. Okay. You did it with your face, like you were remembering how, you know?
You did good. This.
It was very conversational.
Real. Oh, good.
But it translates into your voice.
It did go in my
very
voice.
Very nice.
I mean, the other vocal wasn't bad, but I think this is an improvement. Do you think?
In terms of the speed? For the speed?
The speed and the pitch and the phrasing and everything.
You know what? You're doing better. You do better a lot of times when we're here. A lot of times you're saying anything better.
Than when I do in the studio.
But I'm still at that place of, you know, those other two vocals, they're right up front. The ones you didn't like.
Yeah.
The versions, you know, when I told you it's an effect, it sounds like to me. They are so up front.
That's good or bad?
Well, no, it causes you to hear it differently. It causes you to be more critical.
Then
when they put
the
effect on it, it spaces it out and it smooths it out more.
Okay, because it can smooth it out.
On the other ones, it's just naked. It's like a naked vocal. And it's not a bad vocal at all. It's just right up front. If you can stand it naked, you're going to love it with the effects on it. But if you don't feel like you can sound the way you want without the effects on it, then it affects your insecurity, your level about even your live performances where you don't have the control necessarily of the reverb and all that kind of thing. So
you're
I'm going to suggest to you that go ahead and do what you have to do in the studio. Put the reverb on.
Okay.
But you make sure you love that thing. Go back and live with it
naked.
Love what you do and then let the effects be the icing.